理课堂听 class.com。
Test for English Majors, Grade 4. Sample 1. Part 2, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase.With intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now, listen to the passage.
Why some people are poor. The poverty line is minimum income.That people need for an acceptable standard of living. People with incomes below the poverty line are considered poor. As the general standard of living rises, the poverty line does too. Therefore, even with today's relatively high standard of living, about 10% of the people in the United States are below the poverty line. Economists suggest several reasons. For one thing,More than half of the poor people are not qualified to work. By law, children less than 16 years old cannot work in many industries. Many companies do not hire people over 65 years old, which is considered the normal retirement age. Some poor adults do not look for jobs for a variety of personal reasons. Other poor people look for a job but can't find one.Many poor adults never went to high school. Therefore, when they look for jobs, they have few skills that they can offer.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Why some people are poor. The poverty line is minimum income that people need for an acceptable standard of living.The poverty line is minimum income that people need for an acceptable standard of living. People with incomes below the poverty line are considered poor.People with incomes below the poverty line are considered poor. As the general standard of living rises,The poverty line does too. As the general standard of living rises,The poverty line does too. Therefore, even with today's relatively high standard of living, About 10% of the people in the United States are below the poverty line. Therefore, even with today's relatively high standard of living, about 10% of the people in the United States are below the poverty line. Economists suggest several reasons. Economists suggest several reasons. For one thing, more than half of the poor people are not qualified to work. For one thing, more than half of the poor people are not qualified to work. By law, children less than 16 years old cannot work in many industries. By law, children less than 16 years old cannot work in many industries. Many companies do not hire people over 65 years old. Which is considered the normal retirement age. Many companies do not hire people over 65 years old. Which is considered the normal retirement age. Some poor adults do not look for jobs for a variety of personal reasons. Some poor adults do not look for jobs for a variety of personal reasons. Other poor people look for a job but can't find one. Other poor people look for a job but can't find one. Many poor adults never went to high school. Many poor adults never went to high school. Therefore, when they look for jobs, they have few skills that they can offer. Therefore, when they look for jobs, they have few skills that they can offer.
The last reading. Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work.
Why some people are poor. The poverty line is minimum income that people need for an acceptable standard of living. People with incomes below the poverty line are considered poor. As the general standard of living rises, the poverty line does too. Therefore, even with today's relatively high standard of living, about 10% of the people in the United States are below the poverty line. Economists suggest several reasons. For one thing, more than half of the poor people are not qualified to work. By law, children less than 16 years old cannot work in many industries. Many companies do not hire people over 65 years old, which is considered the normal retirement age. Some poor adults do not look for jobs for a variety of personal reasons. Other poor people look for a job but can't find one. Many poor adults never went to high school. Therefore, when they look for jobs, they have few skills that they can offer.
This is the end of the dictation.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct response for each question on your answer sheet. Section A, Statement. In this section, you will hear 9 statements. At the end of each statement, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 9 questions.
1. If it takes Sue 1 hour to wrap up the job, it will certainly take the rest of us 2 hours.
2. Never has Michael been more willing to cooperate with us.
3. Nothing can help her when she is furious. More words will just add fuel to the flames.
4. Pet isn't used to getting up so early and turning in so late.
5. Joe is, beyond question, the most hard-working student in our class.
6. I had expected to get 200 yuan a day as a travel allowance, but it turned out to be double that.
7. We're planning on going picnicking in Forest Park, as long as the weather stays nice.
8. At the request of the audience, the pianist played 2 more compositions.
9. The poor living conditions in such a large city must be attributed to unplanned real estate development. 7. Conversation. In this section, you will hear 7 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 7 questions. Now listen to the conversations.
10. I'm terribly sorry I didn't turn up at the concert, as my car broke down on the way.
You couldn't have helped it. 11. What's your impression of Billy?
He's honest and reliable, but above all, he's very diligent. 12. Do you know what John is talking about?
Hardly. He likes to beat around the bush. 13. The city is going to tear down those old one-story houses and put up a new shopping center.
A shopping center again? That's nothing new. 14. Nancy, what do you prefer for your supper?
I don't care for seafood. And snake makes me sick. Just some fried chicken will do. 15. Excuse me, I want some dictionaries. Where can I find them?
The regular priced ones are here, and on that table we have some others on special. Sixteen. It's going to take another 2 weeks to get all the data needed for my research project.
It's good that it's not due until the end of the semester.
17. News broadcast. Questions 17, 18, and 19 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 30 seconds to answer the following three questions. Now, listen to the news.
Japan's trade surplus jumped again last month, with the sluggish economy continuing to slow demand for imports. Finance Ministry figures show the January trade surplus was $5.3 billion. That was almost 40% higher than the same period last year. It was the 25th consecutive monthly gain in the surplus from previous year level. Japan's trading partners have become increasingly irritated with its growing trade surplus. Questions 20 and 21 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now listen to the news.
The week-old Mexican rebellion in the southern state of Chiapas shows signs of spreading. The rebels claimed responsibility for destroying two electricity towers Thursday, and, in a Mexico City newspaper, they threatened action in the capital. Mexico City's stock exchange has been evacuated because of a bomb threat yesterday, and security has been strengthened at the city's international airport. Questions 22 and 23 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now, listen to the news.
Officials of the United States and the European Community are continuing to negotiate, trying to solve differences 3 weeks before the deadline for reaching a new World Trade Agreement. U.S. Trade Representative Mickey Cantor and EC Trade Commissioner Leon Breton will meet again next Wednesday after 2 days of talks in Washington this week. Deputies will continue to negotiate until then. Mr. Breton says he has made some progress in the Washington talks. Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now listen to the news.
Algerian police, looking for three kidnapped French nationals, are searching vehicles at roadblocks in downtown Algiers. The van used in Sunday's kidnapping was found abandoned in the area. An Algerian police chief says the captives may still be alive. Seven foreigners have been killed over the last month by suspected Muslim extremists fighting to topple the government. France is urging families of French nationals in Algeria to come home. This is the end of listening comprehension.